Rabbi said today's daf is daf Mem Zayin. He's starting at the very top of the Omid. We're continuing to talk about the din of the Shtei HaLechem. As you know, the Shtei HaLechem, we bring every single Shavuos, and it is accompanied by numerous Karbanos, but the only Karbanos that are really the Ma'akvim, and that there's a Shaila, is only Legabe, the two Kivsi Atzeres, which are Shlomim. So now the Gemara says, Tanurban, says in the Brayta, Kivsi Atzeres, Ein Mekachinus Lechem Ele B'Shchita. Anytime you go and bring a korban to the Beis HaMikdash, initially, it has, in the case of the Shtei HaLechem, it only has Kedusha's Domen. Now, we're not talking about a private individual, we're talking about the Gizbar of the Beis HaMikdash. So they pay for the Lechem with money. However, at that point, it only has a Kedusha's Domen. When does it get infused with the Kedusha's Haguf? At the time of the Shechita.
What is Kedusha's Damek? Is it because he's worth something? Or
you're wondering, what's the difference between Kedusha's Damek and Kedusha's Aguf? There are a number of differences, but for our purposes, Kedusha's Damek has a mala over Kedusha's Aguf that you can go and be poide it without any difficulty. Something that has Kedusha's Aguf, typically you cannot be poide. Take, for instance, if you bring your regular carbon, oila, chatas, oshem, shlomim, whatever, you're a makdish, an animal, and you're going to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. And then you have second thoughts. Why do you have second thoughts? This animal is really not the best of the line. It's only second in line. I really would prefer something even nicer and even prettier, which of course is more expensive. So what am I going to do? I'm going to try to go and be poida, the first animal, and use the money to buy a second one. You can't. Once you're makdish it for purposes of an oiler, shlomim, or whatever, it has a Kedusha Seguf. When can you go and be poide an animal that has Kedusha Seguf? When it becomes a Balmum. Because once it's a Balmum, it's no longer qualified to be brought for a carbon. At this point, then you can go and be poide. But under normal circumstances, you cannot be poide anything which has Kedusha Seguf. Anything which only has Kedusha's Domim, which it means it only the value of it is Kaddish, but it doesn't have an inherent, intrinsic Kedusha that you can go and be poida at any time. There you don't have to worry about the fact that it gets a mum. So for instance, if you were Makdish this tissue box to the Gizbar, can't bring it for a carbon, but the Gizbar and the Bismidish can use tissue boxes because the Kahanim get colds all the time since they are constantly running around barefoot on the cold marble or the cold floors of the Beis HaMikdash, so they have to go to the Beis HaMikdash. But from time to time they get cold. I'm just assuming, I don't know that factually. So therefore he needs tissue boxes. What happens if somebody already donated 1,000 tissue boxes and he doesn't need it anymore? So he goes and sells it to the best or the highest bidder, and there you can take regular money and go and buy it, and everything is fine and dandy. But that's Kedusha. How can I go and be poided? How can I go and buy it and redeem it? I'm getting Kedusha Dikatishus. No, no, it's Kedusha's Domen. So that's not on the highest level. It has a lower level of Kedusha. So now our Gemara explains, when do the Lachmen, those Ishtei Lechem, when do they get infused with Kedusha to have a din of Kedusha's Haguf and not Kedusha's Domen? But it tells us at the time of the Shechita. What difference does it make that it has Kedushas Aguf rather than Kedushas Damim? We're going to see that as we go through the Braisa and as we go through the Gemara. So the Kivsi Atzeres, you have in the Beis HaMikdash, they're bringing the two Kvasim for the Shlamim, and at the same time, they're also going and bringing the Shtei HaLechem. When did the Shtei HaLechem get infused with that Kedushas Aguf? At the time of the Shechita. And even the Braisa now spells it out in detail. Ketzer, shachtan lishman, the zorak domen lishman. You did a perfect shchita lishman. In other words, l'shem this korban of the kivsi atzeres and l'shem the shtei lechem, the zorak domen lishman. And you did both the shchita and the zrik lishman. Then kodesh halechem, the lechem now becomes kodesh. Now, not only does it become kodesh in the sense that it has a kedusha seguf, but since everything was done perfectly, you can now eat from the lechem. It now becomes mutter ba'achila l'koyhanim. Until now it wasn't. But now that you've done everything the way the Torah requires you to do it, then it becomes kodesh lechem, and it becomes fully infused with kedusha seguf, and it can only be eaten by the kahanim and nobody else. Shachtim shaloi lishman, bezorek dom and shaloi lishman. What happens if it's the other way around? Shchita shaloi lishma, you had in mind for a carbon oila, for a carbon chatos, a carbon osha, whatever. Not for the carbon kivsi atzeres, for these lechem. Bezorek dom and shaloi lishman, and zrikos ulta dom shaloi lishman, then like kiddush alechem, because you didn't do what you're supposed to do, and so therefore the lechem never gets infused with kiddusha. Shachdan lishman, bezorek dom and shaloi lishman, what happens if you shechta lishma and you did a zrika shaloi lishma? So now the shechita was fine. And this Tanakama holds, in mekachas alechem b'shechita, the kedusha sakov settles in at the time of the shechita. But even this Tanakama, which we'll see in a moment, is Rebbe agrees that zrika also plays a role. It's not exclusively shechita, it's shechita plus zrika. But zrika is only, I wouldn't say it's an afterthought, but the ikar mekadesh is the shechita. But you have to have a proper zrika as well, because if the zrika was shalei lishma, halechem kadosh ve'enoi kadosh, then it get. Oh, very good. Not only do you ask this kasha, Rashi's already bothered by it, and he says mafarish lekaman. We'll see shortly what does this mean, and we'll see. In fact, it's a machlokes between Abaye v'Rava, what means kadosh ve'enoi kadosh.
What was the question?
The question was that on line 5 of the Gemara, it says that if you did a shechita lishma, and a zrika shaloi lishma, the lechem is kadosh ve'enoi kadosh. It's both holy and not holy. And the obvious question is it holy or is it not holy?
Limbo.
Yeah, it's to use an English expression, which has nothing to do with our Gemara, you can't really be half pregnant. Either you're pregnant or you're not pregnant. So how can you have them both kadosh ve'enoi kadosh? You know, is it kadosh? Good. How could it be both? We're going to discuss that. Surely, Divrei Rabbi, this is what Rabbi holds. Reb Lozer B'Shimon Oimer, Lo'oilam Einoi Kadosh, Achiyishchev Lishman, V'Yizrik Doman Lishman. And the Gemara is going to tell us shortly that, as opposed to Rabbi, holds that the Iker Kedusha is infused at the time of the Shechita, Reb Lozer B'Shimon holds that the Iker Kedusha is infused at the time of the Zerika. And therefore, says Reb Lozer B'Shimon, it's got to be not only the shechita lishma, but the zrika's got to be lishma, because that's the ikar one that's going to be the mekadesh halechem, as well as, of course, the ultimate matir. Okay, so we see that there's a distinction between Rebbe and Reb Lozer Reb Shimon. The Gemara will develop this as we get along, turning as we go along, in terms of what the differences are l'halacha. But bottom line is, Rebbe says the Ikki Kedusha is Chal at the time of the Shechita. Reb Lozer Reb Shimon holds the Ikki Kedusha is Chal at the time of the Zrika. My time of the Rebbe, where does Rebbe take this from? Dechsiv. Now, this pasuk that we're going to quote now is not a pasuk legabi the Kivsei Atzeres or the Shtei Halechem, but rather it's talking about the El Nozer, the special ayil that the Nozer brings when he goes and finally ends his 30 days of Naziris. He wants to return to being a regular commoner in Klal Yisrael, so he has to bring 3 kabbalas. We discussed this briefly yesterday. The Chatas, the Oila, and the Shlomim. And the Shlomim is called an Eil Nozer. It has to be an Eil. And you bring together with that 20 chalas. Okay, so what does it say in the Pasuk? V'esa Eil Yas Zevach Shlomim L'Hashem Al Sal HaMatzos. Oh, so what do I see from this? That when does the Sal HaMatzos get infused with its Kedusha? At the time of the Zevach. Zevach, by definition, means Shechita. Lememer the Shechita Mekadsha. So you see that the Zevach and the Salam Matzis go together. And even though this is talking about the El Nozer, says Rashi, as we said in the Gemara yesterday, we learn out certain halachas, legabe the din of the Shtei Halechem, from the case of the Chalois, which are brought together with the El Nozer. Ah, okay, so just like over there, the Shechita is Mekadesh, here too, the Shechita is Mekadesh, and that's why we started off the Braisa this morning, Ein Mekadesh Lechem Ela B'Shechita. Not that Shechita is exclusive, but that's the major Mekadesh. Reb Lozer Reb Shimon Yase, Achiyase Kolasi Yosef. Reb Lozer Reb Shimon says, I learned the identical Pasuk that Rebbe just learned, but I don't focus on the Zevach, I focus on the word Yaseh. So I'll Yaseh Zevach Shlom. What does that come to tell you? Ashiyaseh kol asiyosev. All of the asiyos, the gabi, this carbon, are the ones that establish the Kedusha, just like in the case of the El Nozer, infuse the kedusha in the salamatzoi in the 20 lachmim. Here too, legabi the case of the kivsi atzeres, when are the shtei alechem infused with kedusha, not only at the time of the shechita, but also kolasi yosef at the time of the shechita.
With the atzeres, the two. What about the tnufa? How does that play into things?
That's before the shechita.
That's even before the shechita. So our gemara is saying that the kedusha does not occur at the time. Avad, it's a very choshev mitzvah that they have to do, but that doesn't infuse it with the kedusha. It's only subsequently at the time of the shechita. Getting back to the gemara, the memra of the shechita. Okay, so my time, the Rebbe, because it says zevach. The Lord of Shimon, it says asi yosef. Frankly, what Rebbe nami hokziv yaseh? What does Rebbe do with the fact that the pasuk says very clearly v'sa'il yaseh zevach shlom l'Hashem? Doesn't that suggest that kol asi yosef, not only the zvicha, but also the zrika? And for the gemara, iksiv zevach yaseh kirka amris. If the pasuk would say v'sa'il zevach yaseh, I would agree with you. What does the Gemara mean to say? As you know, we have the famous rule of klal uprat, and we have prat uklal. We have a klal uprat uklal. What the Gemara is saying is, when you have a klal and a prat, klal means you start off with the general rule, and you assume, oh, the floodgates are open. And then immediately the Torah gives you a prat, and the prat says, no, 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 no. don't get any ideas. Ein b'chlal elamashe b'frat. Yes, we started off generically, very, very wide opening, but ein b'chlal elamashe b'frat, it's limited only to the prat. Ah, zok tachiet, on the other hand, what happens if you have a prat uklal? You start off with a prat, sounds very, very restricted, very limited, but then you add to that the klal, and then the klal is moisif ala prat to go and add additional cases as well, not just the prat, but other things too. So yet zoktach Rebbe, because of the fact that the pasuk says yaase zevach, so we start off as ayil yaase. You should go and do whatever you need to do to infuse the salamatzos with kedusha. Oh, anything? Yes, anything. But zevach in bechlal elamashe befrat. The yaase now is restricted and limited to the zevach, to the zvicha. Since it's limited to the zvicha, that's the only thing that goes and infuses the salamatzos with kedusha sakof. Zog di gemara, so Rabbi Nami yaksiv yase, iksiv zevach yase, if it would say zevach first, and that would therefore be the prat first, and then yase, and then the klal, kirikamis, and you'd be right. You'd say that nasa klal, moisiv ala prat, and it's going to be go and be moisiv, not only the zvicha, but also the mushal, the zrika. But now that it says yase zevach, yase is the broader klal, and it says after that zevach, ein b'chal mashiv b'frat, v'meh yase. How are you going to cause the salam matzis to be infused with kedusha? You know what? Bezvicha otazoi, exactly like you said. Reb Lozer of Shimon, haksiv zavach lechoyra es dachgerecht. Rebbe has a very good point. Says Reb Lozer of Shimon, the zavach comes to tell you a zaitik halacha. That's a side halacha which is unrelated to our machlokes. Rabbi Yochanan, hakol moedim shetorach shehei lechem b'shas shechita. If you want the lechem to be bona fide lechem for purposes of the el nozir, and for purposes, in our case, of the kivsei atzeres and the shtei halechem, the lechem has to already be in existence at the time of the shechita. What happens if they shechted lamushal the kivsei atzeres, or in the case of the el nozer, and only after that did they go and bring in the lechem? Then we were not yoitze our korban of bringing the shtei halechem, because the shtei halechem needs the matir. And what's the matir? It's got to be the shechita. So if they only finished baking the lechem, only brought into the base of Mikdash after the shah shechita, it's too late. So we got to go and start a brand new shechita of a brand new kivsei atzeres to go mimatir the lechem. So that's the purpose of having, and of course the pasuk there is not so much lechem, so but el nozer as well. You bring in the 20 matzos, the 20 lachmim together with your el nozer to go and have them infused with the kedusha of the el nozer, and therefore now to be a worthy carbon that your yoytzi a day nidroi that you have to go and bring. It's only if the salamatzos were in existence at the time of the shechita. If, however, they only come on the scene post-shechita, it's already too late, and you're going to have to go and check the brand new carbon to be yoitze your requirements under the Torah. Oh, so that's what I need the zevach for. Zokti Yemora, hakol moidim kabiyochlim imyochana, hakol moidim shetzorach sheik lechem b'sha'a shchita. It's going to be lechem around at the time of the shchita. If it's not there yet, nothing happened. Fine, so with this we've concluded the initial discussion between Rebbe and Rav Lazar Shimon, and you recall that about 5 minutes ago, Robert already asked, what does it mean when we say in the Braisa that if you went and shachtan lishman, b'zorek damen shaloi lishman, halechem kodesh ve'enei kodesh, and that's Sigmar's kasha, my kodesh ve'enei kodesh, what does that mean? Abaye omer, it's kodesh ve'enei gomer. Itak has kedusha, but it's not a full fledged kedusha. It's only like 90% kodesh, not 100%. I don't know what that means yet. We're going to discuss that momentarily. Rava omer, kodesh ve'enei niter. It's kodesh, but it does not get a niter la'achila as a result of the shechita of the kifsi atzeres. Why isn't it niter? Because of the fact that you did a zrika shaloi lishmai. So even though it's taka kodesh with kedushas ha'gov, however, it's not niter that the kahanim cannot go and eat from it yet, because the only way you go and eat from the shtei lechem if you have the matir. What's the matir? The shechita and the zrika of the kifsi atzeres. But you did a poor job because the zrika was done shaloi lishmai. So therefore, in a niter, you cannot go and eat from this shtei lechem.
Can you eat from the buser of the kifsei atzeres? Is that permitted now? Or is that also not permitted according to Rava?
No, it's a very good question. Rashi addresses this on the Amud Beis. And Rashi says that because we're not talking about Chatas, and we're not talking about Pesach,
right,
but rather we're talking about kifsei atzeres, we're talking about shlomim, so it's no different than the original halacha that we learned back a few months ago in Zvachim, Kol HaZvachim, Shenizu Shloi Lishman, Ksherim, El Shli Ol Lebalim Shem Choyva, so they are kosher, you are allowed to go and eat from the basar, but you cannot go and eat from the lechem, because the lechem never got a din of the kedusha. Not that it's also to eat from the lechem, but the point is that it doesn't get the kedusha of the shtei lechem in the case of the lechem, and here it doesn't get the din of the kedusha of the el nozer when you're talking about the nozer. So bottom line is, zok the Gemara, it does not have the benefit of that niter of the matir, because the matir was done shaloi lishma. But you
can eat a bread.
Okay, so 1 second. So in terms of the basar, which is what Barry asked a moment ago, you can eat it. Why? Because it's no different than any other karm that it's kosher. You're going to have to bring a brand new, the whole geshef. But in terms of the bread you cannot eat, says the Gemara. Kodesh ve'ena niter. Niter means it never got, and the matter, of course, is the shechita of the kvasim. The niter is both the basar of the kvasim, as well as the imran to put on the mizbeach, as well as the shtei halechem. Unfortunately, since this was a non-good zrika, it was a zrika shalei lishma, it was partially successful. It was successful vis-a-vis the basar. Yeah, the basar is okay. It's vis-a-vis the ayman to the mizbeach is also okay, because it's called as vachem, shalei lishman, our kosher. But since you're not oil balim shem choyva, you have an inferior process over here, so you're going to have to start again and bring new kivsei atzeres together with the shtei alechem. Can you eat from the shtei alechem? A resounding no, says Rava. Kodesh ve'ena niter, meaning that you
don't.
You're going to have to burn it. Exactly. What does Abaya hold? Says Rashi, Abaya also holds kodesh ve'ena niter. And if anything, Abaya holds that the kedusha is nachshvacha. Kodesh ve'ena gomer. It's only a 90% kedusha. It's not 100% kedusha. Well, Rava said, no, it's 100% kedusha ve'ena niter, but you can't go and eat. So you see from that Abaya is even shvacher in the kedusha than Rava. And that being the case, Abaya certainly holds kodesh ve'enu niter. That's how Rashi learns pshat in the Gemara. If you want to take a quick look, if we can find the Rashi that addresses this, Rav diyam a kodesh gomor, Bar diyam a lekamon, El Abay diyam a letofz ben yikamil.
Do you think from Abay in the gomor kosh came?
In niter. So you found the Rashi. Once he holds in niter, then certainly he holds that it's not niter. So both of them agree that you cannot go and eat from the shtei halechem, in the case of El Nozer, from the lachmam over there. Okay, very good. Frank Timora said, if everybody agrees, bottom line, the rest of the carbon is kosher, but the lechem, the shtei halechem, is not kosher, ain't niter, so my benayim. Okay, so Bai uses the term Kodesh ve'ine gomor. Rava says it's Kodesh and it's gomor ve'ine nitter. What, you know, five and I, dollars and cents, what difference does that make? Whether or not, if you wanted to go and be poide v'shte halechem, whether you can do that with funds or not. Now, what is the nafkimina? What do you mean, limitvis pejoinai? So you remember, at the outset, Bill was asking, what's the difference between kedushas damim and kedushas aguf? And here, the next two lines, we have a problem with the girsa. The lashon of our gemara is labaya loy tafes pejoinai, l'rova tafes pejoinai. And that's how Rashi begins as well. If you look here, Rashi here, oh, almost halfway down, a couple of lines up, it says labaya loy tafes pejoinai. That's exactly our girsa. L'rova, however, next skipper Rashi, next Rashi, l'rova diam kodesh kamer tafes pejoinai. So that's mamish our girsa. However, if you go down, a whole bunch of further lines, go to the Rashi Lifsule Biyoitse, which we haven't gotten to yet, but we're going to get to it shortly. Lifsule Biyoitse, then skip about 6-7 lines of Rashi. Shibish Gomer, who's this entire explanation that I gave until now in explaining Abaye V'Rava, it's a big mistake. Shibish Gomer. Koshkein L'Rava. So what is then the proper Gisa? So now we're right before the wide lines, all the way the end of the narrow lines of Rashi. L'fichach Nira L'Rebbe. The Hachi Garsinan for Lashon Hoganhu. This is the proper Lashon. Labaya Tafis Bidyoinai Ulrava Loy Tafis Bidyoinai. You'll see that's just the opposite of our Gemara. Our Gemara says Labaya Loy Tafis Bidyoinai Ulrava Tafis Bidyoinai. Says Rashi, no, that's the wrong Gersa. The real Gersa is that the Lashon Hogan Labaya Tafis Bidyoinai and Ulrava Loy Tafis Bidyoinai. The bottom choices, you notice, Ulta starts off. Kuntris Goras, Rav Svarim, Nami Goras, that like our Gemara Labaya, Loi Tavis Bidyoinai, and Lerava Tavis Bidyoinai. And then he brings a Pirush, but all the way at the end, you'll see the last two lines of Toises, Umiu Girsas Akuntris Nechoina, that Rashi turned over the Gemara and changed it, yet that's the proper Girsa, the Labaya is Taka Tavis Bidyoinai, and Lerava Loi Tavis Bidyoinai, and not like we say in our Gemara. So since both Rashi and Toises are on the same page, literally, and they both say that we have to go and change the Girsa, so then we are forced to change the Girsa. Okay, so now that we know that there's a new Girsa, we have to understand so what do they say, and what does it mean, and why, and where, and okay, so good. So my benayu, ikim benayu limitvus bejoini. Limitvus bejoini means that if a person wants to go and buy these shtei halechem, and to be poid them from their kedusha, can he do that? Yes or no? La baya tofis pijoin. According to baya, yes, you could be tofis pijoin. But according to Rava, loy tofis pijoin. You cannot be tofis your pijoin. What's the reason? Why are we saying that? Okay, so why don't we look in the Rashi itself, who explains it, and then we'll explain it outside. Again, going down to right before the wide lines in the Rashi, l'fichach nir l'rebi d'hachik sina v'loshen hoganu, right, the first of the middle wide lines, all in the bottom, l'abaya tafes binyoyna l'rof l'loy tafes binyoyna, l'abaya di'omer enei gomor, what means enei gomor, adayin l'chola olav kedusha saguf gimura, it's not 100%, it's only 90%, maybe only 80%, and therefore akati shayich be'pidjoyn. So in other words, at least 10 or 20% of this shtei halachim still retains its kedushas damim. It's a hybrid, and that answers your question, Robert, at the very outside. What means kodesh ve'enei kodesh? It's wearing two hats. It's partially kedushas aguf, and it's partially kedushas damim. And we said already, as we start out the shir, in response to Bill's question, what difference does it make Kedusha do? Sounds just like words. No, it's more than just words. Because Kedusha is a goof, you cannot be poida with money to remove the Kedusha, unless it were to become a balmum in the case of a carbon. But of course, a balmum in the case of a carbon is not shayich when you're talking about shtei halechem. They don't have a mum, so to speak. That being the case, if it has full-fledged Kedusha is a goof, then you cannot go and remove that kedusha with a pidyon. However, Abaye says, I never said it gets a full-fledged kedusha seguf. I hold that it still retains some kedushas damim b'mektas. Oh, that's already enough, says our Gemara, that according to Abaye, the kedusha, the pigeon will be toifis, and that's why the girsa is there for labaya toifis pigeon. Back to the Rashi.
So you have to burn half of your labaya. 10%.
Yeah. Theoretically,
that's
theoretically.
What comes out.
Theoretically.
Prorated.
Yeah. So Gemara holds aim breira, so you're kind of stuck. But anyway, so getting back again, the first line of the Rashi, there, the wide lines, Lepayi Tafas Bijani, Rabbi Lepayi Tafas Bijani, Lepayi Dema Eni Gomor, and then Lechala Kedusha Gof Gimura, Vakati Shayech Pei Pij. Oh, so then its history, its legacy before it got Ashtikala Kedusha Sagov, guess what that Kedusha was, the Kedusha's Domim? Oh, Kedusha's Domim is Shayech Pijani. Unhi, the Kedishte Shchita B'Mikzas, and even though the Shechita did infuse it with some Kedusha, after all, this is Rava, I'm sorry, this is Rebbe, that says, the Mekan Shalechel B'Shechita, the Shechita did infuse it with Kedusha, that what? Loinofik L'chulin, it's no longer Chulin, you can't go and change your mind, it has now Kedusha. Umiyokati Mechusar Gemar Kedusha. It's still not fully baked. Shtei Lechem was baked in the oven, but it's not fully baked with a full Kedusha. V'shayich bay, and therefore there's still a shayich as a Kedusha's domem, litvois b'joinoi b'kedusha. Ah, so that's what he marks of the baya, tofes b'joinoi. However, the Rava, the Amr Kodesh, gomor Kedusha seguf. All Rava said was, there's not enough Kedusha to be matered ba'achila, but otherwise it has full-fledged Kedusha seguf, because this is Rebbe speaking, and mekachin es alechem ela b'shchita. At the time, the shchita was lishma, it was perfect, it gets a full-fledged Kedusha seguf. No, he can't be pointed, because it's like any animal that you are makdish for a korban, you can't go and be pointed once a mekachatas and osher mashlam, unless it becomes a balmum, but otherwise it's not shayach pidyon. It also is not shayach pidyon. Okay, fine. So getting back to our Gemara, Samai Benayu, what will be the nafkimina? According to everybody, you cannot eat from these shtei halechem, because of the fact that the shtei halechem didn't have the benefit of a full-fledged kosher zrika, because it was shloi l'shma, but nevertheless, there will be a difference of opinion, a nafkamin al-halach between Abaye and Rava, l'gabi being toifis pidyon, l'abaye, it's toifis pidyon, because there's still some kedushas domim left in these shtei halechem, l'rava toifis pidyon, that is, l'rava loy toifis pidyon, why is it not toifis pidyon? Because it's full-fledged kedushas aguf, and kedushas aguf cannot be removed through pidyon. Okay, so now that we understand this Kodesh ve'enei Kodesh, see, it wasn't a one-word answer. It's Bishleim l'Rav v'hayne de'ika bein Rebbe l'Rav l'Rav Shimon. Now I can understand, according to Rav, what would be the nafkimina between Rebbe and Rav Shimon? What would be the nafkimina? Since, according to Rebbe, there's already the Kedusha which is infused at the time of Shechita. And according to Rav, that's full-fledged Kedusha. It's Kedusha's Gomer. So against Kedusha's Aguf. Kedusha's Aguf, I cannot be poida, like we just said. However, Kuntra Blas Reb Shimon, the Iker Mater and the Iker Makdish is the Zerika. And the Zerika was totally deficient because it's a Zerika Shaloi Lishma. Ah, since the Zerika is Dom Lishma, it never got Kedusha's Aguf. It becomes only Kedusha's Dom alone. Kedusha's Dom alone, of course, you can go and be poida without any problems. And Labaya Ma'ika Bein Rebbe L'Blazer Reb Shimon. After all, according to Abaye, in both cases, it retains a Kedusha's Domim. And therefore, according to Abaye, it's toughest B'Joinoi, both according to Rebbe, and certainly according to Blazer Reb Shimon, because according to Blazer Reb Shimon, it never got to the higher level of Kedusha's Aguf, because it's the Zerika, which is the Iker infuser of Kedusha, and the whole Zerika was a Gordish, it was Zerika Shloi Lishma. So what's an Avkimena? Ah, what happens if the Shtei HaLechem left the Beis Migdash in between the Shechita and the Zrika? According to Rebbe, since it already got infused with Kedusha at the time of the Shechita, if it goes out of the Beis Migdash now, it becomes possible B'Yoytze, like any carbon that becomes possible B'Yoytze, after it's infused with Kedusha. Masha Enken, according to Beloved Reb Shimon, where the Kedusha didn't even begin until the Zerika, Nuay Bazoi, so it's no different than anything else. When you have a carbon that you bring to the Beis Migdash, and that carbon is not really interested in getting Geshochten for the carbon, he says, Balaam, I know you got your problems with your Nedarim and Abavit, but I'm not interested, you know, I want to have longevity, and he runs out. and then you catch it and you bring it back in. Would you say it becomes possible b'yoytze? Of course not. It only becomes possible b'yoytze once it gets that kedushas aguf of the shechita. And then you, now, at that point, of course, it's not going to run out. But if somebody were to be moitzi it by mistake and take it out pre-zrika, figuring the fringes, it's kochim kalim, I'm going to go in Yishalayim, and my wife needs a lot of time to prepare and put on the seasonings. Of course, we have to do the malicha, and we have to get all the blood out, etc. It's going to take a long time. He didn't wait for the zrika. Becomes possible b'yoytze. So that's the machlokes over here, the nafkemina according to Bai between Rebbe and Reb Shimon. Since Rebbe says that the ikar mekadesh is the shechita, as soon as it's geshacht and now it's kadesh, don't take the shtei alechem outside the base of mikdash, become possible b'yoytze. Masha enken according to Reb Shimon, that it doesn't get infused with kedusha until after the zrika. So pre-zrika, it's like an animal running back and forth where it's not possible b'yoytze. Here too will not become possible b'yoytze. Fine. Now, a lot of what we've learned until now, we're going to see a shtikl chazar. What was Reb Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak's question? That sounds very familiar. That was the case that we just discussed now at some length. Can you go and eat that lechem? So now we just concluded that what? According to everybody, you cannot eat from the lechem. And that's what the Gemara is going to tell us. But the Gemara does a chazara because this was not, it's not like the tzitzis and the mezuzah and the tefillin that we've been learning for the last couple of weeks. It's a little bit more difficult. So the Gemara does a quick chazara. Aliba deman, who are you referring to? He says that the Iker, Matar, and Mekadesh is the Zrika. And the Zrika was Shaloi Deshma. Of course you cannot go and eat from this Lechem. It never got infused with the proper Kedushas Haguf to be called Shtei HaLechem. The whole thing is possible. It's Gunish Met Gunish. Amazrika and Mekadesh. So Vade it's Osir Bachil. And even according to Rabbi, Bein Labaye, Bein Lerova, it's Kodesh Ve'ein Nitterhu. Like we had, Rava said Befeirish Kodesh Ve'ein Nitter, and Abaye says Kodesh Ve'ein Gomor, and Barry quoted the Rashi before, that Madach, it's Ein Gomor, it's a Chalach, it's Kama Ve'kama, Ein Nitter. So they all hold that it's not Nitter, you cannot eat it. So basically, the Gemara is asking now, Reb Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak, were you asleep, Chas V'Sholem, for the last half hour? We already concluded that according to both Rabbi and according to Reb Shimon, and according to Rabbi, both according to Abaye and according to Rava, the lechem is not mutter to eat. So what is the Shaila Mal Bachila? Says Igmara, says Reb Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak, you think I don't know this Gemara? I already learned it last Machzor and previous Machzor. El Alib the high Tana, I have a third Tana, and I want to know what that Tana will hold. Who is that other Tana? We're going to see now in a moment a Braisa where we're going to have Reb Lezer, not to be confused with Reb Lozer. This is Reb Lezer and Reb Akiva. And the Shaila is going to be according to Reb Akiva. Okay, so let's see this Braisa. Alib da Haitana, the Tani Avod, Reb Yirmi Bar Abba, Shtei Halechem, Shiyotsu. Bein Shchita Lizrika. What happens? I'm sorry?
Exactly our case.
Oh, here we're talking about Yotsu in case of Yotze, right? So Shtei Halechem is now outside the Beis Mikdash between the Shchita and the Zrika. Vizorek Doman Shel Kvosim with a Machshava of Chutz Lizmanon. So for those of you that were terribly upset that we haven't spoken about Pigel now for the last few weeks, good news, we're back into Pigel territory. Baruch Hashem. And we have over here really two psulim vis-a-vis the Shtei Halechem. Psul number one is Yotze. It's no longer in the base of Mikdash. Bein Shechita Lizrika. Now, whether that is a psul or not, remember that's really the machloikis between Rebbe and Reb Lezer Reb Shimon. According to Rebbe, I got a big problem because it already became Kodosh B'Shechita, and if you take the Shtei Lechem outside, psul Yotze. Masha Enken, according to Reb Lezer Reb Shimon, since the Shechita, not Shechita doesn't do it, the infusion of the Kedushas at the time of the Zrika, this is pre-Zrika, it's not a problem. But of course, we're not talking at the moment, according to Rebbe and according to Reb Lezer Reb Shimon. We're not talking according to Reb Lezer and according to Reb Akiva. Okay, so what do they hold? So this became Lechoira. At least it was Yoitza. When it becomes possible, Yoitza, we'll see momentarily. Shtei Alechem Shiyotza Ben Shchita Lizrika. And now you did Lizrika Saddam Chutz Lizmanen. Chutz Lizmanen means with a machshava Chutz Lizmanen. At the time of the Zrika Saddam, the person who's doing the Zrika says, we're going to go and eat from not only the lechem, but the ikar kavano here says Rashi is manas lechem and our kvasim. We're going to eat from these kvasim chutz l'zman and beyond its time limit, and therefore that would normally make it pigel. But the question is, does it make a pigel vis-a-vis the lechem? Legabe the carbon itself, legabe kvasim, if he had in mind to go and eat chutz l'zmanon, then it finally becomes pasul and pigel. There's nothing to talk about. Of course, the korban itself, the shtei kvasim themselves, were fine in terms of they were not possible b'yotze. They were in the Beis Hamikdash for the entire process, the shechitim, the zrika, and the ganze, the whole 9 yards. Okay, so vis-a-vis the korban, it now becomes clearly pigel. The question is the gabi, the lechem. Rabbi Elazar Omer, ein b'lechem mishum pigel. The lechem is not pigel. The kvasim are, the basar is, but not the lechem. Rabbi Kiva Omer, yesh b'lechem ish pigel. No, no, I'm afraid that there is pigel. Okay, so what is the basis of the machlokes? Omer of sheishes hani tanoi k'rebi svilahu. Both of them hold like Rebbe. The Omer shchita mekacha. Uy, so shchita mekacha, they both hold then that the shtei halechem that left the base of Mikdosh, now becomes possible b'yoytzei. They both hold it's possible be yoytze.
Shem mifagel something that's already possible.
Oh, mi rablez letami de ome ein zirika mi elis li yoytze. You cannot have the zirika work if it's yoytze. Why can't it work? Because it's not within the dalet amis of the Beis Hamikdash. But moreover, since it is pigel, and as we have that famous expression, and in English we call that, it's got to be pigel.
Perfect.
And it's not pigel perfect because this lechem is already disqualified by the fact that it's already possible, beyond say. So therefore the zrika has no effect on... Thank you. I got it last night very late, so it wasn't able to...
It's already, its power to matir mafagel the lechem is attenuated by the fact that it's outside the azara.
Exactly. Actually, whether it's physically outside or not, we're going to deal with that momentarily.
Come out and come back.
Exactly.
Okay. But the Gemara doesn't re-trigger it. Doesn't re-establish it.
Okay, we're going to talk about that on the Amud base. The Gemara at the moment is assuming that we're talking about that stack is still yoytin that has not reverted back into the base image. Of course, the shtei lechem doesn't have feet. Somebody took it out, but they didn't bring it back in. So now the question is about this zrika. Look at the last two lines of Rashi. Rashi says, "Ein zrika me'elus liyotze, hilkach likovase lelechem bepigel, darkvar pasalu." It's already pasal. Since it's pasal, it's not pigel perfect.
Right.
So therefore, the pigel does not affect the lechem. Yes, the lechem is pasal alts yotze, but it doesn't become posel alts pigel. So if you're wondering, vusmein afkemina, it's posel anyway.
You get your chayv kares, and you bishogeg your chatas.
You only have the din of kares, and din of chatas bishogeg. If you're talking about pigel, because pigel has a din of kares, mashenken, if it's yoytze, you're not allowed to eat it. Yeah, but you're not over on an iser that has the status of kares or chatas bishogeg. Anyway, so that's the blessing. For Akiva Litami, Akiva goes to Shishas, the Amma Zerika, Mielis Liyotze. No, Zerika, even though the Zerika happens to be a Zerika, which is an inferior Zerika, in which respect?
It's a criminal. It's pigle.
Because it's Shmuel Lishma. It has it in a pigle. However, it will help to be mefagel this lechem. Why will be mefagel this lechem? It's possible it's not pigle perfect.
Right.
So it's Rashi, the last Rashi, and he brings the Gemara that we had back on Daf Yud Beis, I'm sure you all recall it. If the psul would have been in a shalei lishma or a chutzlim koimoy, so one machshava would affect the equilibrium of the machshava of mefagelis of shalei bismanai. But here we're talking about a zaitige psul machmas dover acher,
physically outside or was removed and returned.
Exactly. So that therefore says the Gemara says Rabbi Kiva, in that case pigel would be chal. After all. Okay, fine. We still haven't gotten to our question about what does it have to do with the price of tea in China? Or more specifically, what does it have to do with the case of Zorik Dom and Shaloy Lishman, whether the lechem is mutar b'achila? So we have to hold our horses.
But does anyone say lechem is mutar b'achila? And certainly, Aser, Al-Yosei, Al-Spigo.
Oh, okay, we're going to talk about that. Did not. So we have a similar Mishnah again with Rebbe Lezer and Rebbe Kiva, which spells out a little bit more about the Hilchas Pigel over here. Until now, we spoke about the shteil. Thank you. About the shteil lechem that was yotzel of nezrika. Now we're talking about the aymerin. Aymerin are those the parts of the chalavim that you put on top of the mizbeach. Now, there's a major difference between a muri kochim kalim and the bosser of kochim kalim, and it's almost a mirror image. It's almost a total v'nehafachu, like we're going to have the Mi'at Hashem on Purim in a couple of days. In what respect is v'nehafachu? That when you have kochim kalim, the basar and the emurim and the entire korban, initially there is no din of me'ila because it's only a lighter form of kedusha. It's kedushim kalim, it's not kedushim kedusha. So there's no din of me'ila. What happens is, of course, you cannot eat from it until you go and shecht it properly and do a zrika properly. Okay, so if you had a shechita lishma mita with a zrika lishma, everything was done perfectly. At this point, everybody can eat now from the basar of the kochim kalim, and there would be, again, no din of me'ila attaching to the basar, to the kochim kalim. However, the aymurim, which are kodesh l'Hashem, and they have to be put on the mizbeach, now for the first time they get infused with a din of kedusha, which would tell us that if a person is moyel, he would have a din of me'ila.
Is kosher kochim?
100%. But until this man of this Rikud has the same status like the Basar and has a status like Kochim Kalim.
The Kochim Kalim before Shchita is a Kedusha Stamen?
It's a Kedusha Seguf, but it's a lesser form of Kedusha Seguf.
It's higher than Kedusha Stamen, but not full Kedusha Seguf.
Avada. Okay.
Thank you.
Because you can't call me Poida, a Shlomim, or a Maser, or a Pesach, or anything.
It's building on Bill's question of before.
Exactly.
It's an intermediate stage. Kedusha is a good minus.
Okay, good. Anyway, so that's the Gabi, the din of Kochim Kalim. She yotsu lifnei zrika sam, and they went out before the zrika sadam. Okay, so at this point, says Rashi, it's only mum and balim, the ain ben me'ila. The only me'ila will attach to the emurim after a proper zrika. But these emurim are outside the hazara at the time of the Zrika Sadam. Yotzel of Nezrika Sadam. So Beleza Oimer, Ein Me'alen Behen, there is no Me'ila that attaches. In other words, now the Koyin did the Zrika, and he did a beautiful Zrika. Ah, Givaldik. However, that Zrika had no effect vis-a-vis the Aymurim, since they were outside. They became possible B'yoytzei. So Ein Me'alen Behen, so the Me'ila that would normally attach to Aymurim, if you had a proper Shechita and Zrika, it won't attach over here now. Why won't it attach? Because it wasn't the proper Zrika. Why wasn't the proper Zrika? The Zrika was perfect. Because the Aymurim were outside. So therefore there's no Din Me'ila in them now. The Pika like we had on the Omer Aleph, says Reb Lezer, since it's possible B'yoytze, the pickle has no effect on it. If you had a machshavas pickle to go and eat this carbon outside, not outside, but tomorrow beyond this man of the time limitation, etc., in Chayv Alein, on these aymurim. Why? Because the pigle will not affect the aymurim as a result of the fact that they're psulim. So that's Reb Lezer Lishitase. Reb Lezer says, Ein zrika me'elis liyoytze. Before, back in the Omer Aleph, we were talking about the shtei alechem that were outside. Shtei alechem shiyotzu. He was talking about the emurim shiyotzu. But it's the same basic halacha that if it's outside, then even though you had a machshev espigel, it has no effect because it's a posel ready from before. Rebbe Kiva oim me'alen behen. No. Even though it's outside, me'ila will attach. V'chayyavon alem mishem pigel v'nois v'tomei. Also, this is very consistent with what we said on the Omer Aleph. Okay, so all of that is fine and good, but let's get us back to our sugi over here. What was our sugi over here? We want to know whether or not if there was a zrika shloi lishma, what would be the effect on the lechem? Would you say that you can eat from the lechem or not eat from the lechem? And everybody screamed out before, we already concluded that since the zrika was shloi lishma, you cannot eat. But that we concluded according to Rabbi and according to Blazer Reb Shimon. We want to know now, according to Rabbi Akiva, Freitimara, now the Gemara is now developing its Shaila of Rabbi Shmuel, but Rabbi Yitzchak, that he asked, what's a din b'achila? And it's going according to Rabbi Akiva. My, since I saw that according to Rabbi Akiva, mit zrikas pigel, kova lalechem bepigel, biyoitze, kibosor, since Rabbi Akiva has equated the shtei halechem to the basar, in which respect has he equated them? Because we had a situation over here that the shechita was done perfectly. However, the zrika was with a machsheves pigel to eat from the kvasim tomorrow. And what happened to the shtei lechem? Shtei lechem was outside the Beis Midrash, was possible b'yotze. But nevertheless, says Rabbi Kiva, I don't care about the fact that it was possible b'yotze. I still give the shtei lechem the same status as the basar. Just like the basar became pickled, there's no reason why the basar should not become pickled, it was inside the Beis Midrash. So that's why I said back in the Umar Aleph that the shtei lechem also becomes pickled, even though it was possible b'yotze. So I've equated, therefore, the case of the lechem to the basar. So maybe zrikash leishman nami shari lelechem. Maybe I should say that the same thing applies to the lechem by zrikash leishma. Why should I say that it's the same din by the zrikash leishma? Because as we said before, kol ezvachem shenizbuch leishman ksheirin. But it's a kosher carbon. So if it's a kosher carbon, you're allowed to eat from the carbon. Also, you're allowed to eat from the basar in the case of... We're not talking about pickle now. We're talking about zirika shaloi lishma. You're allowed to eat from the basar. The question is, can you also eat from the lechem? So Rabbi Reb Shimon said, you cannot. But since Rabbi Kiva has equated the shtei halechem, by the case of pickle, he equated the shtei halechem to the basar, and he said that just like the basar gets a status of pigel, so the lechem also gets a status of pigel. So maybe when it comes to the shloi lishma, just like the zrika shloi lishma is matir the basar to be eaten. Yes, it's true that it's li'olish v'shchum chayva, but it's kosher, you're allowed to eat it. So maybe he equates that you're allowed to go and eat the lechem as well. This is such a good argument. Why don't we just stop here? So you know, edilma l'chum ramrin l'kul l'yamrin. All that Rabbi Kiva was equated the lechem to the basar, the gabi chumra. Meaning, don't just say that the basar is pigel, the lechem is also pigel. Even though the lechem was outside, it was possible b'yoytze. Machneshos. I equate them, says Rabbi Kiva, and therefore it also has the status of pigel. However, just because you can go and eat from the basar, you should also be able to go and eat from the lechem. If there was machshava shaloi lishma, maybe lechum raminan, lekula loy amrinan. That's the Gemara Shaila. So before we continue on, now we have a fully baked question of Reb Shmuel b'Reb Yitzchak when he asked the question, if you had a zrika shloi lishma, are you allowed to go and eat from the lechem of the basar? You cannot eat. The other way around. Since it's shloi lishma, and since this is not a chatas, and since it's not an oila, it's kosher. And it's not a pesach, and it's not a blazim, it's an osham. So therefore you can go and eat from it. The question was, are you allowed to go and eat from the lechem? So Mara says that the shayla is alibe de Rebbe Kiva, that Rebbe Kiva l'gabi pigel, he equates lechem to the basar itself. Does he also equate l'gabi the hilchas heter achila by a shloi lishma, also the lechem to the basar? Your question.
The Brisa talks about a mure kachim kalim, and now he speaks to basar.
Mm-hmm.
The murim are the murim of kachim kalim.
For our purposes, you can put that whole part of the Mishnah on top in parentheses. The focus is on the Amud Aleph. Back on the Amud Aleph, how did we start off the Brisa? The Haytana, Libid the Haytana, about 8 lines from the bottom. The Tzani Avud Rav Shiri Ve'Ava is a Brisa. Shtei Alechem, Shiyotze, Ben Shchita, Lizrika. We don't talk about Emorin, we're only talking about the Shtei Alechem. They went outside. And then he was Zarek Dom and Shal Kvasim, he did his Rika Zadam, Chutz Lezman, with a Mashavit, on the Kvasim. Look at the Rashi, 3 lines from the bottom. Lechem and Akvasim, Chutz Lezman, we're talking about the Basim, we're not talking about the Emorin. What happens now? Such a Blazer, Ein Belechem Mishim Pigel, Rabbi Kiva holds Yesh Belechem Mishim Pigel. Focusing on Rabbi Kiva, what's the reason of Rabbi Kiva? Last line, Rabbi Kiva, Tam, the Yom is Rikmi, Elis Liyotze. And therefore, when it's Moy Liyotze, even though the Machshava of the Chutz Lezmane was on the Basar, but nevertheless, the Lechem is equated to the Basar, and therefore, that also gets a din of pigle. How can it get a pigle? It's possible. Yeah, but that's Machmas Dover Acher, so it gets a din of pigle. So I see that in Rabbi Kiva is equating the Shtei Lechem, the lechem, to the basar, the gabi, the hilchos pigel. Now I'm asking, so the emurim you can put aside. Rashi Grad talks about it because of the possibilities that this is soisa what we're saying. But Rashi says it's not a problem. But so, beginning back to our Gemara, So now the question is, just like we equated lechem to basar, lagabe the zrika spigel, would you say that the same thing is that I equate the lechem to the basar, lagabe the heter achila, just like you can eat the basar in the case of the shaloi lishma, maybe you can go and eat the lechem also in the case of shaloi lishma. And that's the fully baked question of Rav Shmuel Rabbi Yitzchak. Now this fully baked question is only based on the interpretation of the machloikis between Rabbi Leza and Rabbi Kiva, that we said that both of them hold like Rebbe, that it does get infused with a degree of Kedusha, and so therefore the lechem and the basar, in a sense, like we had the expression yesterday, zoiki kenzelezeh, they become, they attach to one another. So therefore, once they get attached, they can go and say that by people they get attached, and therefore, and the same thing
regards,
and Gabi Heter Achila, yes or no,
it's the same circuit, halachic circuit, as it will.
Exactly. But Maskel Rapapa, Umimai, who says that the interpretation that you gave to this brisa is correct in the case of the Shtei Halechem Bachutz? Umimai Dechi is no Avroi Pligi. Who says that the Machlokes is talking about that the Shtei Halechem is still outside the Beis Hamikdash at the time of the Zrika? Maybe, in fact, if the Shtei Halechem is still outside at the time of the Zrika, everybody would agree, even Rabbi Kiva, that the Zrika does not help. So, what's the machloikis? Why does Rabbi Kiva say in the Amud Aleph now that the pigel does affect this yoitze? Ooh, bahadur ailinu pligi. It's talking about that it was taka, it went outside, but somebody brought it back in the Shtei Halechem. So
before
the Zrika, exactly. Right. Now the machlek. So what is the machlek? Is the blaz a sovelo ki Rebbe di amr shchita mekadsha, that the infusion is the shchita. So now it has a din of a fully baked carbon, not fully baked, but 90% at least according to Abaye, and according to Rav it's taka gomer, but ain't a nitter. But lemaisa it has a kedusha zegov. So now with shlubiyotz, once it went out, even you bring it back in, and you promise you'll never take it out again, it's in the Gunish Alfred, it's already too late, it's already possible. That's why it does not become pigel. It's already possible. Rebbe Kiva, Kirblaz Reb Shimon, the Amr Shchita, Loi Mekadsha, Loi Mitzvah B'Yoytze. It never became possible in the first place.
It's like it never came in at all.
Exactly. It never went out, it never came in. It was there the whole time. It's totally irrelevant that it went outside, because Shchita is not Mekadsh. It's like any animal that comes for the first time into the base of Midrash, you want to go and shecht it, it should be possible B'Yoytze. It was outside until now. Come on, give me a break. There's no Psul Yoytze before the Shchita. So therefore, says the Gemara, according to Blazer of Shimon, that the Kedusha is only Chal at the time of the Zrika, so pre-Zrika is like pre-Shchita. It doesn't become possible. And that's why Rav Kiva says in the Amud Aleph that the Machshavas Pigel will affect the Shtei Halechem, just like it affects the Basa, because it's not Yoytze, it's not possible at all. It's not
vulnerable to Yoytze at all yet.
It's not vulnerable to Hilchas Yoytze at all. Okay, so therefore, Zoktimara, so if that's the case, then that has nothing to do with our Shaila. We wanted to go and say that just like Rabbi Kiva, in the case of Pickle, equates the lechem to the basar, so maybe the Gabi Hilchas Heter Achila, he also equates the lechem to the basar. Says, well, no. That was all based on Rav Sheshis' explanation of the Brice of the Yomid Aleph, that it's going Aliba, that both of them hold like Rebbe. And therefore, since it's Rebbe, the Shchit is Mekadashit, and according to everybody, it becomes Pasel B'Yoytze. The question is, even though it has that psal, whether the Isser of Pigel will still attach to it, even though it's not Pigel perfect. Zotra Makiva, it doesn't matter, because this psul is psul nachmas davarachet. It's extrinsic, exactly. However, now that we're giving a brand new pshat of Rapapa, so this really has nothing to do with whether we're equating the lechem to the basa. The reason why on the Amud Aleph we said that according to Makiva, the Pigel is chal, nothing to do with the equating. The reason, because it's not basal. Why? Because Rabbi Kiva perhaps holds like Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon, and therefore nothing happened. Since nothing happened, it's like pre-Shchita, where there's no psul yoytze. See, here it's pre-Zrika, but there's no psul yoytze. So, of course, then the pigel will be chal on it. But it has nothing to do with our case of Shaloi Lishma. So, therefore, what the Gemara is saying is, we are undermining Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yitzchak Shaila, because Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yitzchak, we said in the Amud Aleph, what's a Shaila? We already have Rabbi, we have a Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon, they hold that it's not
mutter b'achila. Yeah, but I'm talking aliba de Rabbi Kiva. You can only say according to Rabbi Kiva if you're saying that Rabbi Kiva holds like Rabbi on the Omer Aleph, where he holds that Ataka became posel b'yoytze, but nevertheless the pigel is chal, and I equate the lechem to the basa. But now, according to this new pshat, no, Rabbi Kiva holds like Rabbi Shimon. It never became yoytze, it never became posel. It's a perfectly good shtei lechem, just like it's perfectly good shtei kvasim.
So why is yoytze even being mentioned? If yoytze isn't posel, then why is yoytze even being mentioned? Yoytze is not
okay, so go back to this. Maskele Rapapa. You have Maskele Rapapa. Maidachi is no avroi pligi. Dilabis no avroi de kuliam loy pligi. The ains rikoli elis liyoytze. If it went, it was still outside, there wouldn't be any shaila at all. Why are we talking about the Shaila? We're talking about the Shaila because it came back. And now it's totally lechoyin the machlek between Rebbe and her blazer of Shimon. Did it become possible b'yaytze? Did not become possible b'yaytze. So that's the basis of the machlek. If that's the case, says the Gemara, then it has nothing to do with the question of equating lechem to basar. And therefore, we have not established a bona fide question. Because if Rabbi Kiva holds like Rabbi Lezer of Shimon, just like the Blazer of Shimon said on the Omer Aleph that it would be Osir Bachila, Rabbi Kiva would also hold that it's Osir Bachila. So Vaita, I don't understand Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yitzchak is coming from. Zaktimar 9. Hai Mai. This new pshat that Rabbi Papa tried to infuse in this machlokes between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Kiva, Lechoyra doesn't work. Because Iyam is Bishlam Rabbi Kiva, can Rebbe sphere like we thought initially, the way Rav Sheshis interpreted the Braisa, and based on that, Rav Shmuel Rav Yitzchak has a good Teshaila. The Om Shechita Mekadish Lehu, Rebbe is the one that says on the top of the Omer Aleph that it's a Shechita Mekadish. Hayna Tekom Rabbi Kiva, the Kachil Lehu Bishchita, it had the Kedusha Bishchita 100%. Vias Yisrika Bekavalo Bepigel, and now this Rika comes along and makes it pigel, and nails it. Good. Eliyam is Kriblaz Rav Shimon Sfili, the Om Zvicha Lehu Mekadish, that Zvicha didn't do anything, then what's the initial Kedusha that we want to instill? It's Zrika's Pigel. Zrika Pigel, me Mekacha?
Yes, because God.
I'm in it. Well, Omer Rav Gidl, Omer Rav, Zrika's Pigel. Ein am avile de meila. Vi ein am tsimi de meila. Ein am avile de meila bei mori kachim kalen. Ein am tsimi de meila ba basa kachi kudishim. I know that you on your own would think yes, but you
don't have to. Kasher.
Understood. But you see, Rav Gidl Amarav is directly on point. We're talking about Zrika's Pigel, and he says Zrika's Pigel does not affect Me'ila and doesn't take away Me'ila. What does that mean? It doesn't affect and doesn't take away. Like we discussed at the top of the Yomid, then Murikachim Kalim don't have a din of Me'ila until a proper Zerika Saddam, but until that point, they have no Kedusha. Right. When do they get that Kedusha of the Kachi Kudushim? Only after a proper Zerika. So look to Yomara. Zrika's pigel, ain't a mevili de meila, talking about the aimurim, the kachim kalim, ain't a mitzima de meila, but basar of kachi kudishim, that until now the basar of kachi kudishim were
full kudusha.
Had full kudusha. And therefore there was a din of meila. If there would have been a proper zrika, that would have removed the meila. But since it was Zrika's pigel, it doesn't remove the meila. Ah, so bottom line is that the Gemara, if you're going to go and learn like we were trying to learn, like Rapapa was saying, that Rabbi Kiva learns like Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, and he holds that there was no, in fact, yoytze psul at all on the Omer Aleph, Zokti Mora, that wouldn't work, because since, according to Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, there was no Kedusha at the time of the Shechita, you only want to infuse it now at the time of the Zrika.
It's a misfire.
It doesn't work. Zrika's pigol, any mevia doesn't do it. It's gunish mekunish. Says Yimara, yeah, but you forgot one thing. What did you forget? That Mesechtes Me'ila, where we quote this Rav Gidl Amarav, the Gemara is as a tiyufta on Rav Gidl Amarav, and therefore is upgeschlagen. Lav itoiz Rav Gidl Amarav. So therefore, this kasha that you're now asking, that according to Rav Gidl Amarav, Zrika's Pigel, Einem Bevi'el Yedei Me'ila, my good friend, we don't hold like Rav Gidl Amarav, and therefore we hold like what you were saying before.
Katsas kosher, katsas puzzle.
Exactly.
So if it's a good zrika for mat being matir the achlachila or to matir the emurim to go on the mizbeach, it's also a good zrika to mefagel the the items.
Good. So bottom line is, the Gemara has now concluded this whole discussion. We have not come out conclusively one way or the other vis-a-vis what Rabbi Kiva would hold under these circumstances, whether or not a zrika shaloi l'shma would allow you to go and eat from the lechem, just like you can go and eat from the basar, because it's kosher, which is all about l'shma. Or would you say that it only equates according to Rabbi Kiva l'chumra and not l'kula, and as geblim and iboyz l'yifshita. So therefore, if anybody asks you when you are crossing the street and says, "Oh, I know where 91st Street, I know where the red light is, I know that, but I want to know the shchita of l'shma and the zrika is shaloi l'shma, what would be the din l'gabe the lechem, with the shtei lechem, would it be edible or not?" So you go and tell him, "Well, it really depends. According to Rabbi, you cannot eat from it. According to Blazer Shimon, you cannot eat from it. According to Rabbi Kiva, ef shiyo, ef shenish, the Gemara was not poishet the shah." And now we start on a brand new shaila, which is a little bit easier. Zokti Yomara Omer Rav. I'm sorry, twice of Gil Omer Rav. Thank you. After Omer Rav, put a period. Next tickle. Boy, Yimene Rabbi Yimene Rabbi Zeir. Rabbi Yimene asks the question. Kiv se atere shishochten lishmon. The avad halachem, oy, maushi yizrek domen shaloi lishman, lahatir basar ba'achilo.
So we have the Rebbe, right?
Well, we're going to see in a moment. You have kivsi atzeres, you shechted lishman. That was perfect. And at the time that you shechted it, you also had the lechem present. So that was perfect. The shechita was done perfectly. Guess what happens? Over the lechem, now the lechem got lost. So nishdo. So what does the Gemara mean to say? If you had a zrika lishma, that zikha would not work. Why wouldn't it work? Well, what's the problem? So, Rashi reminds us of the Gemara that we started off yesterday at the top of the Amud Aleph. So if you want to just turn back for a moment, Mem Vav Amud Aleph, or actually technically Mem Hei Amud Bey, is the last five words. Even though we had a machloikis in the Mishnah between Rabbi Kiva and Reb Shimon ben Nanis and the Gabi Reb Shimon, which is the ma'akiv, is the kvasim ma'akiv on the lechem, is the lechem ma'akiv on the kvasim. You remember that machloikis? Once you have the zika, that connection between the two, when did that zika occur? The Eze Zika Shalem, B'Shas the Shechita. Uy, B'Shas the Shechita. What's the Nafkimina? What are you telling me? Tap Rashi on Mem Vav Amud Aleph. Show you B'Yachad. At the time of the Shechita, they were there together. They were dancing the Hora together, the Shtei Kvasim, together with the
Shtei Lachim. They did the Tenufa together.
They did the Tenufa together, and now by the Shechita they're together. What happens now? The Achach Oved Lechem Oy Kvasim, and now, unfortunately, one of them got lost. Ma'akvin ze lozeh, they're ma'akiv. V'anuis lefaneini yotz lebeis esreifa. If the lechem is lost, you take the kvasim, which is no longer labeled the kvasim, because it's talking about the shita. So now you go and put the beis esreifa. Or if I can't, if you lost the basar, then you put the lechem, the beis. The nidchu be'ibet chaber. Is a dichoy, it's lost forever, lost forever. Okay.
Both
of them.
Ma'akiv ze. It's a package.
Good. So now, what's the Gemara? So the Gemara is coming up with, Reb Yirmi is coming up with a very, very smart legal loophole, so to speak. So you have the Kivsi Atzeres, says Reb Yirmi, Sheshachtim Lishmat. And at that time, you had both. You had the Lechem, the Kvasim. And now the Ovid Lechem, now the Lechem is missing. Oh, yoy, Reb Yochanan said, now that it's missing, the whole carbon is, in a sense, dead. Because even the Noisa, whatever is remaining, you have to put in the basis Reifa. Icha Begita Aitza. Instead of doing a Zerika Lishma, I'm going to do a Zrika Daman Shaloi Lishman. What will that help? It's certainly not going to go and help for the Lechem, because the Lechem is Ovid.
Save the meat, to be able to go and eat from the meat.
Now, what would be the Svara that the Zrika Saddam Shaloi Lishma would be Mata the Basar B'Achila?
Kosher Lo Olav Baal Mishum Chayva. So it's a kosher korban, so it's an effective matir to matir the Shirayim, the Basar B'Achila.
Good. If you would have done the Zrika Lishma, you would not be able to go and eat from the Basar. Certainly can't eat from the lechem, because the lechem is all good. But the reason why you can't eat from the basar, because that's Rabbi Yochanan. That huski kuzel azeh. If one of them is over to the other one, you have to go and send to the Beis Hasraifa. But that's if you continue doing it lishma. But once you're doing it shaloi lishma, what would happen to these kifsi atzeres? Shaloi lishma, I wouldn't think of them as being the matirim of the shtei alechem. I would think of it like the toida that we had in yesterday's Gemara. Right. That when I'm by the toida, as you remember, we had those three cases and the three stages in the three cases. Mm-hmm. You had nifras alechem, or you had that the lechem was pasul biyoytze, or became pasul bitoma. So we said, so what happens now? So the lechem you won't be able to go and eat. However, the zerikas hadam vis-a-vis that korban toida we said would then have the backup option, and that it would become a kol shlamin. And therefore, just like every shlamim, you can go and do the zrika, and it won't help for the lechem anymore because the lechem had one of these three psulim.
You're not wasting the basar now.
At least not wasting the basar. So the question.
It sure is.
I mean, that's kind of expensive. Exactly. Yeah, exactly right. So now the question is, Maushi Yisraik, Doman Shaloi Lishman, the kohen is speaks to a very, very clever lawyer and says, I got a good idea. If we're going to do a zrika lishma, since it was that zika that Rabbi Yochanan spoke about, then I'm going to have to take the noise, I'm going to take the basis right, I'm going to lose the whole. I have a good idea. Let's have in mind, not lishem this korban mitishtei halechem, let's have in mind for a regular shlam. Regular shlam. Shloi lishma. And now, it doesn't have to be dafka regular shlam, it could be a machshava for an oila, for a chatos, for an oshim, whatever.
Look, I mean, it's...
He had a machshava, shloi lishma.
If it's a machshava for a shlamim, there's clearly no problem. It's already a
shlamim. No, it could be a shlamim yochin instead of shlamim
tzibur. Exactly.
Good. Anyway, so the bottom line is Maushi Yisrik Domin Shaloi Lishman Lahat Basa Bachila. Could you do that to be matir? Now, the Gemara is going to ask immediately, I don't even understand the question. Omalei, Yesh Lecha Dover She'enei Kosher Lishmoy. If you did a Lishmoy, you told me Rabbi Yochanan says it's a Zik and the whole thing is Ovid. So I'm going to go be Machshir Shaloi Lishmoy. It's like even Hapachu. Does that make sense? Yeah. So tomorrow, Veloy, I have a precedent. Vari Pesach koydim chatzoyis, Pesach on erev Pesach morning until chatzoyis. Ain't a kosher lishmoy. If you have in mind, then I'm going to do lishmoy lishmoy korban Pesach. I want to be for this reason, Magdim, and I don't want to wait until the afternoon. I want to go and do it right now. Ain't a kosher lishmoy. However, if it's kosher shaloi lishmoy, what is it going to be? It's going to be a shlamin. Oh, so you see that sometimes lishmoy doesn't work, and shaloi lishmoy does work.
It rescues it.
Oh, so maybe that we have the same thing over here too. So Timur, okay, I hear your point. Let's go and add a couple of ingredients, so to speak. Yesh lecha dover shenira lishmoy, v'nivcha milishmoy, v'ena kasha lishmoy, v'kasha shaloi lishmoy. What does the Gemara mean? The Gemara is adding a little bit of elaboration. Yesh lecha dover shenira lishmoy. What means dover shenira lishmoy? In this case over here, the kvasim, before the avedas halechem, before the lechem got lost, it was perfect, nir lishmoy. You could have done lishmoy and everything would have been great. Why was it nidcha? Because the lechem was now avud. And therefore, if I'm going to go and shecht the lishmoy, not only won't I be able to eat from the lechem which is avud, I won't even be able to eat from the kvasim because of Rabbi Yochanan's halacha at the zikah. And it would be possible then, instead of doing lishmoy, let's do it shaloi lishmoy, and then you want to be machshir the basar. So the Gemara says, I don't understand what you've added to the
same answer.
V'loy bari Pesach. That acher zmanay b'shar yemayish. Okay, not koydim zmanay, but acher zmanay. Right. Why does the Gemara focus now on acher zmanay? Because we want to go and respond in kind to what he was saying. This Pesach on Erev Pesach
was nira
lishmoy. But it was nitchum lishmoy, how? You didn't go and shecht it in time, but rather you waited until 6 o'clock or 7 o'clock until after Shki, and there's Rentzu Shpeit. So now what happens to that Pesach? Achaz mani b'shar yemoy sishana. You have to fall to shlam. See, here too, even though initially this was a good shalmi atzeres, but a good talechem, and then it got nitcha. Why did it become nitcha? Because of it alechem. So, no, okay, I feel bad for you, but nevertheless, don't do lishmoy. You do lishmoy, it's no good. A Pesach, lishmoy after Pesach, and you get, but shaloi lishmoy, and it redeems it. Here too, do it shaloi lishmoy, so, luchay is a good to catch it. So, Timur, no, you missed the point. Hachi kamina. Rather, my question was, yesh l'chadovet shenir lishmoy. Again, we have our kifsei atzeres. Yes. It was nir lishmoy until this man of the over lechem. Not only was nir lishmoy, was nishchat lishmoy. There was a full-fledged kosher shchita lishmoy. It's only afterwards, v'nivcha mi lishmoy, because the lechem unfortunately got lost. The ain't a kosher lishmoin. Therefore, don't go and do a zrika lishmoin now, because that's not going to help it. It's only going to.
The shchita
was already done lishmoin. Nitchat lishmoin. So the only problem is nitchem lishmoin, that post the shchita we lost the lechem, and therefore don't do a zrika because ain't a kosher lishmoin. But maybe the kosher shaloi lishmoin. That was my question. Let's go and do now a zrika shaloi lishmoin, and therefore I won't be able to help out the lechem, but I'll be able to help out the kvasim. It'll be kosher. Right, the Marv Aloy, you never had such a case. In other words, he's asking rhetorically. That's the case of the Toida. What's the case of the Toida? Vari Toida. What's the case of the Toida? That we had the Toida that had in it, together with the Basa, we also had the, in other words, besides the
40 loaves.
We also had the 40 loaves. And what did the Toida say about that? That this Toida, we said, if you, after the shechita, it was nifras halechem, or it was the lechem came, it was possible biyoytze, or he had a machshav of tumah, any of those things, what did we say? Legami the lechem is lost. However, you can still go and eat from the basar karvin, because it's now going to be transferred transformed from a toide into a shlamim. Oh, so says he wanted here too, going to say the same thing, that even though it's no longer the matter for the shtei alechem, but lechoyre could still.
The matter for its busser of its own zevach.
And for the Gemara, Shani toide derechmona kaya shlomim. Since the Torah said, zevach toide shlomov, every single toide is wearing two hats. It's wearing the hat of the toide, it's wearing the hat of the shlom. If I cannot help out the lechem because the lechem became possible because nifras lachmo, or because it became tamei, or because it became possible biyoytze, fine. But it still retained its other hat, and that's the famous hat of the shlomim, because the Torah refers to it, zevach toidesh shlomim. Oh, that case, taka, if you do it shloi v'shmai, meaning a shlomim, it will work as a default. But by uns, I don't find such a thing that if it's possible lishmai, that it should be kosher
shloi v'shmai.
It's called shlomim, but if you don't have the zevach, that was a question you asked already yesterday, right? Remember? Yeah. So he said, Rashi, brought it, because here it says, Rashi says again the same thing. Toyde Rachman Akari Shlomim, Toyde Shlomov, Mashlom Karvi, Beloy Lechem, of Toyde Karvi, Beloy Lechem. But it was not Nidchem Lishmoy, it still retains its original hat.
But this is a Shalmei Tzibur and this is Shalmei Yachid. It's still called Shlomim. It's not called a special, unique, other name. It's still given the label Shlomim. So just like the Toyde has the name Shlomim, the Shalmei Tzibur has the name Shlomim.
You're going to retain that kasha because the Gemara doesn't agree with that, and the Gemara says only there by the toida. Since even after it's a fully baked toida, we call it toidas zevach shlomav. Therefore, it remains with the title of both a shlomim and a toida. But here by the kivsei atzeres, the principal purpose of them is to go and infuse the shtei alechem with the kedusha to be able to have to be matir the oil of the chodesh b'mikdash. So therefore, if you can tell me that lishmoy it doesn't work anymore because Rabbi Yochanan said it's a zika and the whole thing is now possible, even if you're going to do it shloi lishmoy, says the Gemara, I cannot see that the shloi lishmoy is going to be masakin where the lishmoy doesn't work, the shloi lishmoy won't work either. Toida is an exception to the rule because the Toida it could still call Zevatoida Shlomim, it still retains the same Shlomim even after it became the Toida. Mm-hmm. Stop over here, everybody. Have a wonderful day.